The Richmond County Historical Society Gala will be held at the St. Femi Hall in Richmond on September 27th. Mr. Nick Fonda, a committee member, is on the line here at 88.9 The Cube. We're anxious to learn more about this event. Hello, Mr. Fonda.
Hi, Sylvia.
So what can you tell us about this?
Well, I can tell you that it's a bit of an offbeat idea that seems to have captured the imagination of at least some of the population. We started this, I guess, late spring, and we sort of had two phases to this. One was to ask people to submit works of art, and the only criteria we had was that the piece of art had to measure 8 by 8. It had to be an original piece of work, and it had to be something that could be hung.
Okay.
And we've had a really interesting response, to be honest. We've still got pieces of work coming in. In fact, they've been coming in fast and furious the last couple of days.
Is that right?
And I don't know what we're at right now. We were hoping originally to have maybe 100 or so pieces, and I think we're probably going to surpass that. We were at 75 just a couple of days ago, and I had 8 pieces come in to me just between yesterday and today.
Wow.
We've had a really interesting variety of work submitted. Some people gave us paintings, acrylic, oil, watercolors, line drawings. But we've also had people submit pieces that were, there's one piece in my mind, for example, essentially a piece of slate with some kind of clay on top of it. I'm describing it badly here, but it's a very attractive piece just because it's so unusual. I mean, it's, stone and clay is not the kind of thing you normally think of when you think of a piece of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Other pieces in wood, another piece, and a couple of pieces actually in some kind of sculptor's clay, relatively light material, but still rather stone-like. You know, the range is tremendous. We've got pieces of work by rather young people, kids who are probably less than 10, actually. I think we've got 2 pieces from young kids like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also had some very, very attractive pieces, and a lot of pieces actually done by artists in the area who have very kindly and very generously embarked on the idea.
Right. So this is a fundraiser for the Richmond County Historical Society?
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Richmond County Historical Society?
The Society has been in existence for just over 50 years. Last year we celebrated our 50th anniversary. We operate a small museum, essentially a 19th century house, which is furnished entirely with donations, made by people over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And much as a house would have been 100 and some odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an archives which has been built up over the last 50 years. The archives actually get quite a bit of work. Our archivist is Esther Healy, and on average she gets 1 or 2 phone calls a week. And phone calls coming from all over. She's had calls from as far away as Australia.
Wow.
And what it is, someone at some point starts looking up his or her family history, and, there's a name in mm-hmm. Richmond, Quebec, or Melbourne, Quebec, or something like this, and the person says, let's see what I can find out. And so the archives are really quite active, quite busy.
Right. So getting back to the gala, then this will be a fundraiser.
Oh, well, yes. Now, this is the other thing, and this is true about all small organizations like the Society. We're entirely volunteer-run. We don't have any money coming in from any of the levels of government.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're a volunteer-run organization, we have regular fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, our best known and probably most successful is the Ice Cream Social, which we host every year early in the summer.
Oh, yes.
But the last couple of years, we've sort of let our imagination
run wild.
Run a bit more wild, yeah.
Okay.
Last year, we inaugurated a time vault, which was also a very successful event. Lots of people took part in that. Lots of families bought a small time capsule, and we buried it last year under a very nice piece of work by a local sculptor, Jean-Marc Titot.
Mm-hmm.
But the last couple of years, our our fundraisers have been a bit more exotic. And this year's the first time we're doing this, and like I say, we're hoping it'll be successful. We've had lots of artwork submitted, and we're hoping to have a good turnout on the 27th.
Well, having a gala sounds like a wonderful idea, and it sounds like it's going to be something that a lot of people will be interested in attending. Can you tell us a little bit more about the actual evening? What can those who go expect to find?
Yeah, okay. We're asking that people buy their tickets by the 20th, just because we're having it catered, and we have to have numbers for the caterer. But it's going to be at Saint-Sami, which used to be a Catholic church and is now a very nice hall, a very, very nice hall. And the doors are opening at 5:30, and when people arrive, they'll be offered a glass of wine, and they'll have a chance to walk around a little bit and see the artwork. Now, the artwork is already on display on a website.
Okay, can you give us that website address so we could check that out?
It's a bit of an unusual website. It's three W's, 8-X-WIT, H-U-I-T, the French word for 8, .com. Much, but not all of the artwork is already posted on the site. Gordon Alexander will be there. He'll be providing background music for us, you know, during this first hour or so. Then we'll have a buffet meal, and following that, we'll have more singing. Actually, we've got a couple of singers who will be performing a couple of pieces. And after that, Butch Crack, who is a fairly well-known auctioneer, will be holding a very short auction. We're going to be auctioning off the first 8 choices. That is to say, if you really want, if there's a piece of artwork that you very, very much want, and you don't want anybody else to get it first, that first choice, the first 8 choices, are going to be auctioned off. And then after that, the pieces of work will be, the rest of the pieces will be up for sale. All the pieces of work are sold at a cost of $25. And as I say, all the profits go to the Historical Society.
Did I understand you correctly to say that all of the artwork will be priced at $25 each?
Every piece of work costs $25.
It doesn't matter what it is.
It doesn't matter what it
is. Okay, all right. And now what about the meal itself?
It's a buffet, and it's there are going to be 3 choices of a main course. Prior to that, there are crudité or salads. There's a dessert.
How much will the meal cost?
The tickets are $40 per person.
That's for the meal, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and for the evening?
For the evening.
Well, it really sounds like a charming event, actually.
Well, thank you.
Once again, this is the Richmond County Historical Society Gala that will be held in the Saint-Famille Hall in Richmond on September 27th. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Nick Fonda.
Well, thank you, Sylvia. Thank you very much for your interest.